Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Every time I look in the mirror, all these lines in my face getting clearer. The past is gone.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. That's Aerosmith bringing us back, one of their great songs. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm responsible for the chaos around here and have been for the last 22 years. This is our 22nd anniversary week. We're a little extra obnoxious this week because we're celebrating a milestone. A couple of milestones, actually. The show's 22 years old, and our newsletter, and our website's 22 years old, too, but our newsletter that we send out every Sunday afternoon is 20 years old this week. So thank you for letting us celebrate our milestones. I hope you're doing the same thing. That website I was talking about, smallbusinessadvocate.com, that one's we launched that one in October. Even before we did the show, we launched the website October of 97, and I started doing the show in November of 97, and we started simulcasting. The broadcast launched in 97, in November 97, and the simulcast, the internet simulcast, some people still weren't even connected to the internet back in those days. We were already simulcasting around the world, and a couple of months later, in January of 98. So we're going to have our 22nd anniversary of that coming up in a couple of months. So we've been around the world with our show for 22 years, and we're glad you're here. I'm talking about the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism, and that Bill Dunkelberg conducts, and it's just you and me talking about this because I want to talk about the labor market. There's good news and not great news. There's some sideways, kind of a sideways perspective on this. The good news is that compensation is rising. People are paying their people more. And this is understandable because they have to keep their people. Maybe they've been listening to me. Remember when I said, what if one of your key people told you today that they were leaving because they had a better offer? What would you do? Would you probably freak out, right? Oh my God, I can't do without you. You've been here 20 years. You know where the bodies are buried. I can't. You're the only person I can leave the company with when I take a lunch hour or a day off or a vacation, for God's sake. And yet that person says I'm leaving. What would you do if that happened this morning when they show up? What would you do if you could prevent it? If they told you they were leaving, would you try to match it? And if you said yes, then I said, well, why don't you go match it now? Why don't you go tell that key person, you know what? I want to make sure you're happy here. What do I got to do to make you happy? Make sure that you're happy. And I'm not trying to give your money away. I'm just telling you, if you got somebody that could be stolen from you, could be poached from you, don't be behind the curve on that. And maybe people listen because they're paying their people more. That's the thing, rising compensation. That's good news. It's good for the economy. The small business owners, if you're successful, that means you're making a profit. You can afford it. What would it cost you if you lose that good person? You got to pay your people good. You got to make sure that they know that you care about them. You don't have to put it in their salaries. You can make it bonuses. You can make it quarterly bonuses. You can do things like that. But compensation is up. But hiring is not strong, not as strong as we would like, but it's not when here's the weird thing. In the past, in the last decade, when hiring was down, it was because there was no opportunity. Now we got the opposite. We got an embarrassment of riches on that theme, because now we got so much opportunity that we're growing so well. And we basically employed everybody who will move, who can fog a mirror, and we still got growth opportunities, but yet we don't have people to fill that need. We don't have people who will help us mount the platform to take advantage of that growth opportunity. Maybe there's maybe a bid, an RFP that otherwise, if you could find the people, you would bid on the job. But since you don't have the people, you're not bidding on it. So that's not taking advantage of the opportunity. So that's down some, but it's as I say, it's an embarrassment of riches. It's a problem that's a result of our success. Think about that. Compare the United States to other countries, to any other country around the world, China, Russia, I don't care, the UK, the EU. No other country is having the kind of bad news from good news like this. Our success is creating our own marketplace headwind. That's what this lack of having a lack of workers is, essentially a marketplace headwind. I predicted this. If you remember, 2-3 years ago, I said there'll be two headwinds coming at us in the future that will be because of our success. One will be what I just talked about. The economy is not growing to the degree it could because we don't have the people, number one. And number two, if we don't get a handle on digital ethics, once our digitization gets to a critical mass point, if there's no ethics in it, people will balk. People will back up. People will hesitate because they won't be comfortable with the new digital capabilities as we go forward. There's going to have to be some ethics in there. That's the two headwinds. One of them has come into pass, and it's evident right now in the NFIB report. The second one, it's there. I see it, but I'm watching for it. You may not see it as much, but you will one day, and when it happens, I'll point it out to you. But the good news is there's more opportunity out there that we can take advantage of. It's there. And that's the reason why the economy is only growing at less than 2.5%. It could be growing at 3.5%, but it's not. And I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about how 2.5% growth GDP actually in 2019 is good news. 10 Tail. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.